Okay, fabulous, guys. Great to have everybody on the call. This is Tim Darnell from Allen, Texas. I'm ending a two-day cleanse right now, feeling fabulous. Just had a monster workout. So people ask all the time, can you work out and cleanse at the same time? And my emphatic answer is absolutely. In fact, you'll probably enjoy your workout more. You don't have a full stomach, and so you've got plenty of blood flowing all throughout your body, and it's not focusing on digestion. So it's a great thing to cleanse. This is the second day, and just through it like a breeze. If you're new to Isagenics and you're new to cleansing, it will get easier and easier and easier as time goes on, and you'll start seeing more and more results as time goes on. And it's so exciting. Kathy does one-day cleanses, and I do two-day cleanses, a lot of times twice a month, but at least once a month. So there's different ways to do it. Other people just take the cleanse at night and don't really do a modified fast situation. Regardless of how you do it, you want to get that nutrition in your body. So that's great. Anybody else not have a chance to introduce themselves? Love to have a few more introductions on the call.
Hey, Tim, this is Carol in Colorado Springs.
Hey, Carol, great to have you on the call.
Thank you.
Awesome, good stuff. And let's check and see. Do we have Donovan on the call tonight?
Rick and Sharon just arrived. We were on another.
Hello, Rick. Hey, Rick. And what's that?
I dialed an old number first.
Well, I'm glad you're on the call. Good to have you here. Donovan, have you joined us yet?
Tim,
okay.
He was part of the Step Up to Two-Star training that just
aired. Yeah, I know. Right, I'm over. So that's good. All right, well, with or without him, we will continue on. We've got so many things going on here, and let me just describe what's happening. The team is getting so excited, and I want every single person to be part of this because it's something that every single person can do. And we had several calls about this. This is a super launch party is what we're talking about, and the company is called it Sip and Sample. I really don't care what you call it, but what we want to do is to promote these calls like we've never promoted before. And a lot of people put together launch parties, me included, and have not promoted sufficiently, and so the turnout is not just all that exciting. And sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. But you can ensure that the turnout will be what you want it to be if you will do a few simple things. And I want you guys to write this down so that we're all on the same page and make sure that we understand what a super launch party is or a super sip and sample party, whatever you want to entitle it. But what it is introducing brand new people to the business, and we're taking a little bit of a different turn on this by the fact that we're talking to people about the income side of our business. If you really want to grow this business, you want to find people that are hitters, what I call it, people that are players, people that really want to put this thing together. They're excited about it. They're not afraid of making money. They've got an entrepreneurial tendency. They may be fed up with their job. I talk to people all the time, virtually every day, that are sick of their job. And I'm not here to put down jobs. That's not the point of it. But you'll find a lot of people that are locked into jobs that they literally can't stand, and where it's just a situation that is just so reprehensible and abhorrent to them that they've got to find a better way. That's the kind of person I'm looking for, to be honest with you. I want a person that was like me, was in a very desperate situation 5.5 years ago. And, man, I mean, our future looked bleak at that point. And Jay got me at just the right time. Of course, it took him 6 years for me to get to that point where I was saying, okay, I'll take a look. Let's see if this thing has any validity to it or not. And so, of course, the rest is history. We've done very well here. We want to do a whole lot better. We've got a whole lot more people to reach. And so several of you have stepped up to the plate, and what we're doing is we're doing a multi-pronged approach to marketing. We're taking the bull by the horns here, so to speak, and not leaving anything up to chance. One of the main reasons somebody will not attend your launch party is due to lack of exposures. In other words, we haven't gotten the idea in their head deep enough. We've mentioned it a few times. We may have called them once. We may have emailed them once. We may have put a Facebook event together and invited them there. It's just not enough to make an impression on them. And so what we want to do is a multi-pronged approach, and we want to use different methods of reaching people. I know that a lot of people don't do Facebook. The gentleman we enrolled today, I was on the phone with the guy today, and he bought a value pack, so it was a great call. But I asked him, I said, are you on Facebook? And, man, he was, like, violent almost. No, I don't do that crap. And he's a real nice guy, funny guy. Funny story, we were talking about a product that he had been using, and I knew that that product used soy as their protein source. And so mentioned to him that, you know, a lot of our competitors use soy as the protein source and how soy is not proven to build lean muscle mass. It also has many other problems. It's GMO in many cases, and also it has the female hormone-inducing ingredients that produce the female hormone in the body, estrogen. And so you put those three things together, you figure out why companies use it. It's because it's really cheap. And so that's not a real good reason to put an ingredient in your product. Isagenix looks at it a completely different way, and they say, we put the highest grade quality products, every ingredient, into our product, and we're not cutting corners with that. We're not compromising with that. And so when I told him, I said, you know, soy will produce estrogen in your body, and guys really don't want that, and women don't need their hormones messed with either. He said, well, I wondered why I was watching more Hallmark movies these days. I thought that was one of the funniest things I've ever heard anybody say. So he's a nice guy, fun guy. But, boy, when it came to Facebook, he really was, you know, he just didn't think that was a good idea. So the point is that if all you were doing in marketing your business was putting Facebook posts up, you would reach a lot of people, but you'd also miss a lot of people who are not yet tuned into Facebook. And so we want to do Facebook. We want to do emails. There's a lot of people that still do emails primarily. We want to do text messages. We know that people read text messages a whole lot more than they do even emails. They'll respond to them, read them and respond to them. And we want to do Eventbrite, and we use that for the RSVP feature in there to know if they're coming or not. And so we also want to include something amazing. You may not have thought of this, personal phone calls. And so we've designed this marketing campaign like you would a marketing campaign for anything, for any product, for any service out there. It's the way that people, you get their attention in the mass, all of the different messages that people are getting in life. And so we're going to do that, but we're also going to up the number of prospects that we invite to these particular events, and we're going to give ourselves 3 to 4 to 5 weeks in advance so that we can do the legwork necessary to get them the correct amount of exposures. So that's real exciting. That's a super launch party right here, and it coincides with the sip and sample that the company is putting together right now. So I want to see, Donovan, are you in line with us? Have you joined us yet? You may be on mute there. So on mute, you might want to take yourself off. Okay, so I guess we missed Donovan here, but anyway, he is a busy, busy, busy guy. Okay, so to continue this, the other modality that we want to use in this whole marketing campaign is postcards, postcards with your brand on it. And so that means that your picture, your best picture, your favorite picture, and it doesn't have to be a glamour shot necessarily. It can be a fun picture. It needs to be a high-quality picture for printing purposes. But we're going to put that on there, and you're going to be the host of the event. And so in the return address, it says your host, dash, your name on there, your return address, and then at the bottom it's got your phone number for RSVP, and then we'll also use the Eventbrite for RSVP as well. We'll use multiple RSVP features. Some people will use Eventbrite, some will not. Others will use just calling your phone number and say, yeah, I'd like to. No, I can't attend. Now, we've got that, Andy, just a little bit. I was on Roseanne's call with Pat today, Pat Lang, and they had the idea of doing 2 events in one day so that the people that they're inviting could have the choice of which event they wanted to attend. And so we're going to try that out and see what happens. And I just thought, it doesn't matter to me. I'm working. We're going to work, and we're going to put the thing together and whatever it takes to do that. But what I foresee happening here, if you've got 120 names on a list and you're contacting all of those 120 names, you're not going to get the address of each one. You're not going to get the email address of each one, but you're going to get enough information that several of these marketing methods will work, that you can use these methods with. For instance, with the postcard, tonight we were working out, Kathy and I and Hannah were working out, and man, it was a serious workout. I mean, they put us through the ringer in that thing. Well, after that, a guy came up to me, and he just said, class of 85. And so I said, well, congratulations, I'm class of 72. And, you know, so he was really outgoing, and come to find out, he knew Kathy because he graduated from Plano Senior High School and knew Kathy, and started talking about people they knew, and come to find out, Kathy was actually friends on him on Facebook. And anyway, that is a relationship that will grow. I had marketing materials, Isagenix, the small compact lookbook. That's a great marketing piece if you want to carry that around. And handed him that with my business card and got his business cards. And he's interested in Isagenix. Well, he's got a pretty good, nice little gut going there. But he's athletic, and he was really participating in the workout. He just wanted to get rid of the gut, which is true of so many people. And so, anyway, that's exciting. It's just, you know, Kathy was saying, you know, we could be meeting literally 2, 3, 4, 5 new people every single day if we just keep our eyes open. Bingo, that is exactly right, and that's why this business is so exciting, because at any moment you're going to run across another person, and you're going to talk to them, and sure enough, there's going to be some common interest there. So that's really exciting with this particular guy. But we do that every day. We're constantly giving materials. Well, your postcard that you produced, and right now I've got a price of $50 for 200 postcards. That's got your name on it. It makes you look professional. It's got your picture on it. It's got my picture on it also. And that way we tie the two together, so it means that we don't get together with them at a launch party, but we get together with them on a three-way call or a Zoom call. There's just so many options that we can do. But you've got those materials, you've got those postcards available, and you can hand those to anybody you want to. It really elevates your professionalism. So that's really great. We got somebody coming on board. Who else joined us here?
Abby.
Hi, Abby. Great to have you on the line.
Thank you.
And we've had several, many teams coming on board here as we're talking here. But anyway, I hope that makes sense to you. And if you'll do the work, you'll have an excellent launch party. And you'll have a lot of people there, and we will enroll a handful to two handfuls to maybe even, who knows, 15 to 20 people at a launch party like that if we play enough numbers. And so I've always said about this business, it's a numbers game. If you're doing onesie-twosies, this is going to be sort of painful. If you're doing big numbers and you're not worried about what their response is, if you get a no or you get an I'm not interested or that kind of thing, you don't care because you're playing such big numbers that a single no, and by the way, you're going to get no's. There's no question about that. But if you play enough numbers, you'll have enough people to get to that launch party that it's going to be extremely exciting. And guess who's going to do the meeting for you? Yes, that would be me. And so I'm talking to anybody that's listening to this. I don't care if you're out of town. If you're in town, it doesn't really matter. I will go do your meeting for you. I expect to be traveling quite a bit, and I'm very excited about it. Kathy's very excited about it. She's probably going to be focusing a little bit more on November 17th, which is Hannah's wedding, than I am. Although I just write checks, basically, is what I do, so that's my job. But they've got the details, and it's just incredible what they put together. But in the meantime, prior to and after that, the months of October and November are sensational months for our business. They're two of the top months for our business. It's just whatever. The reason is, I think part of it, people get back into the schedule of school. They're not vacationing. Their mindset is more to the grindstone a little bit as far as business is concerned versus the summer months or the holiday seasons. Dead week in between Christmas and January 1st, although I've had good success in December. In 2013 and 2014, December was my biggest month in both those years. And so you can do a lot of things in December, and so we don't ever quit at all. We keep moving and keep moving. Now, here's the key. You guys want to know what the key to this business is? I'll give it to you, and that is, what does your calendar look like? Are you scheduling events? If you're scheduling things, people will come. And if we really get serious about it and we use all of the modalities that we're talking about here, the text, the email, and I've put together the verbiage on the email so that you don't even have to think about that. I've got a template for the postcards. Text will have templates for the text as well. But all you're doing is you're letting these people know that you're serious about them coming to this event. You're not just casually mentioning it once, twice, three times. You're doing all kind of different things, and you're organizing yourself with all of these modalities. And so you're really becoming more professional at marketing instead of just sort of a happenstance meeting somebody. That's good, but you're going to build a much bigger business if you put 120 names on a page, find out how to get their email address, their mailing address, their home address, their cell number, and then you've got the information that you need to get the exposures, the necessary number of exposures that this person goes, you know, I think Carol really is serious about this and is serious about me coming to this meeting and serious about me seeing this, what we're talking about here, and serious about meeting Tim Darnell. And so we've got my success that we can play on and use that, or, you know, whatever success you've had, we're going to use that. And all of the positives that have happened to you in this business, we're going to talk about that and bring that up. And so all of those factors combined, and one of the things that I'm going to do, this is going to be a 90-minute meeting. It's going to be a 90-minute super launch party. And I'm going to talk about if you wanted to get to $2,000 a week in income, and by the way, that equates to three-star in our business, and I'm not going to talk about that in the meeting until later, deep on into the meeting, but it's $2,000 a week. That's $8,000 a month. 8 times 12 is $96,000 with all the other bonuses. That's just cycle money right there. So with all the other bonuses, you will be well over 6 digits annual income. And so I'm going to explain what you're looking for in the perfect way to achieve $2,000 a week in income. I'm going to talk about some of the things you want to avoid and some of the things that you want to look for in the perfect program. And Isagenix has all those things, and we're not going to show any products. We're not going to talk about Isagenix until we get those concepts laid out to them. And I won't go into too much depth. It can get a little bit pedantic if you get into too much depth like that. But what we'll do is we'll talk about some of the basic things that makes a program hot and makes it viable and exciting and something that you can bank on the rest of your life and not just some here today and gone to tomorrow program, which there are many of those out there, and the streets are littered with those programs. You want a program that's a legacy company that's here to stay, that you know is going to be here, that you can count on them, and that you can put as much effort as you possibly can into getting that done. And so that's why I tell people all the time, if you wanted to build this business and you're concerned about income, well, this is the type of income up front that if you will put together a super launch party like this with the Your Next program, if you will follow these guidelines here, you can make a lateral move out of another business, out of another job, out of a firing job, being laid off at a job, or whatever situation you're in. There's enough money up here up front that if you'll put this thing together with our guidance and our training, that you can step right back into serious income in a very, very short period of time. So I love that about our comp plan. I love that about these products. I love the idea that, like, I had a product order come in the other day, and I didn't have time to change it, and so it was products I really didn't need. But you get a box in like that, you go, you know what, it really doesn't matter. I'm going to use the products anyway. It doesn't matter what you order, what you're out of, what you need. Whatever comes in, you're going to use. And so that the consumability of this product line is just out of this world, and you just don't have that in other programs. And so, you know, other programs don't have food and meal replacements. There's a few do, but they just don't measure up. And so we've got full meal replacements here for $3. $3. all of these factors. I'm going to talk about all these factors when I open up the meeting, and I say that's the perfect thing. How many of you are eating on a regular basis? Everybody raises their hand. They're eating on a regular basis. So you're already doing what it takes to consume the products here, the product line that we're talking about. If I was introducing something that you were not already doing, then you're talking about an addition to your budget. And most people can't handle hardly anything. They've already way maxed out their budget, and so they can't add anything without it hurting them. So here you can, because all you're doing is replacing something that you're already doing at a cheaper cost, a less expensive cost, than what you were doing before. So you're literally going to save money on your eating costs. And I'm going to make those points very clear. And then we're going to start talking about Isagenics and have some tasting. And then I'm going to talk about how are you going to get to $2,000 a week. And I'm going to introduce the super launch party concept to them. Now, I want you to think about this. This is one thing for you to do. That's an exciting thing for you to implement the super launch party concept. And again, if you're not clear on this, there's several recordings back, several Thursday night calls, Team Freedom calls that we've gone over this, but and those are up on timdarnell.org, by the way, if you want to go back to the archives on that and look at some of those concepts there. Last week's call was about chopping wood. If you haven't heard that call, you have got to hear that call. That's an extremely important call. And so that's last week's call. I want to promote that for sure. But the point is that it's one thing for you to do it. Now think about you getting your team doing this. Think about your team publicizing this event coming up to 120 of their best prospects. And they're using postcards with their names on it. They're using emails that I've written for them, but they're getting those emails out on a timely basis. Yes, there's some work involved, and I know it's a four-letter word to some of you, but let me tell you, four-letter words a lot of times are really, really good. In this case, work is one of the things that will set us free, and we don't have to do it the rest of our life. We just need to do it for a period of 2 to 3 years here to put this thing in motion if we'll focus on it and use the super launch party approach. I truly believe and know in my heart, out of not just supposition but experience, that number of exposures is where most people fall short. It's not they're not getting enough numbers of exposures to their people, their prospects, and then number two, they don't have enough prospects. So if you take care of both of those in the equation where you've got 120 prospects and they're all getting this information, you're playing the numbers correctly for you to build a business, and you can have a launch party where you can walk out of there with $1,500, $2,000 out of a single launch party. And so if you see it big, you believe it can happen, then you and I need to talk, and we need to put together a date. I'm filling the calendar right now. There's all kind of places we're already going, but I can fit you in there. I promise you I will fit you in there. And we will make this thing happen. If you will commit to the work and understanding what it is we're doing here exactly, then you're going to be able to really maximize your time. You're going to be maximizing your income. You'll be making, in several of your cases out there, you'll be making more than you've ever made in your life. I see that happening. And I see you getting to 3-star, which is $2,000 a week and more, by implementing this process here. So we're 25 past the hour right now, and I wanted to open this up to questions. We've had a lot of questions that I've been on the phone pretty much the whole day today regarding this concept right here outside of enrolling a few people. But does this make sense to you? Can you see this working? Are you excited? What questions do you have? And I'll open it up right now. If you're on mute, take yourself off mute. Would love to hear your voice.
This is Toonie.
Hi, Toonie. Come on out.
Well, I see the concept. Of course, I've seen the concept from day one. But my problem is I've had these launch parties. I've invited 20 people or so to them. Maybe three will show up because there's football games, there's this, there's that, there, whatever. And it's just pretty discouraging sometimes.
Okay, so do you see how this is different from what you've done in the past?
Well, I do, because you're going to have more names instead of the 10 or 20 or 5 or whatever.
Right, and what else?
And that you can get your team. My team are not even team players right now. I feel like I'm swimming uphill and not getting anywhere.
Right, and that's why we've got to change what we've been doing. And I hear you. I'd say probably everybody else on this line listening is raising their hand. It's not the simplest thing in the world to do, and one of the reasons it's not as productive as you think it's going to be is because we're not playing enough numbers. And so we're not really getting into an organized state. We're doing onesie-twosies. We may have a launch party where we invite 10 to 20, but if you look at the number of exposures, there's not enough exposures and there's not enough prospects. If we cure those metrics right there, those numbers, then great things are going to happen. So that's the point of this whole thing. So I'm actually glad you come out and say something like that. I think that's the state of most people who work network marketing, and the problem is we're just playing such small numbers that nothing's really occurring. If you got one prospect in mind, you've been working on them last week, this week, we're going to work on them next week and the week after that, and that person says no, then you just wasted 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And right? So what we want to do is we want to play bigger numbers, and Tooney, here's the other thing. I want to brand your face and your name. I want that out there so that there's not a person that you know doesn't know you're building a big Isagenics business, you're serious about it, and you're professional. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so what you and I would do is you and I would have a phone call together, private phone call, and we would just discuss this till this really, really makes sense to you.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
And I'll come to your beautiful neck of the woods up there.
Well, we'll be glad to have you. You'll be right here in the Podunk Mountains of Mena.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's sort of like Lynn Hagedorn arising out of what is it, Blair, Nebraska? Who's ever heard of Blair, Nebraska? I have never have. And here she is, top income earner in our company, and she did it with a just sparse population around her. So if she can do it, Tooney can do it.
Well, we'll be on board.
All right. Good. I appreciate you stepping up. Who else wants to step up?
Kim, it's Mary.
Is that Mary?
Can I just ask a quick question?
Yeah, who is identify yourself. Okay.
It's Mary. Kim, I'll just talk with you privately. It's Mary.
Okay. So, yeah, that's great. And we need to do that on a regular basis. So I have regular phone calls with individuals. If you'd like to set one up, I am available to do that. This is a non-fee mentoring. And so you really want to do that. And what's happened is, for instance, with Rick and Sharon Reese, we've been doing private mentoring with them for, gosh, I don't know how long now. And they've got a really strong team that's going on. Well, we've got Beverly's private mentoring now. We've got Rob. He's online tonight. He private mentors. And there's others of you that I talk with fairly regularly. But if we have a weekly time together, then I'll find out where you're deficient or what you don't know, and let's get that knowledge into your head. Somebody that knows what they're doing is much more effective than somebody that doesn't attend these calls, doesn't get their mentoring. They're watching the football game right now, and they just don't know what they're doing, and they wonder why their business is not growing. And so you got to latch on to somebody that is just, I'm looking at a book called Hell here, so I was going to say hell bent on building this business. shouldn't be looking at that. Anyway, the point is that we're committed. I mean, we are fully focused and committed. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Very good. So you and I will definitely talk offline here. We got time for one or two more. Who else would like to speak?
Rick here.
Come on out, Rick.
Well, those of you that aren't taking of Tim's mentoring, You don't know what you're missing. It's been pretty awesome. One of the issues that I'm finding, trying to get together all of the information, you know, I've got a lot of names, got a lot of phone numbers. I don't have very many email addresses, and it's very hard to get somebody to answer the phone. So,
okay, so Rick, have you been texting? Are you a texter?
If I know that it's a cell phone, I've texted.
Okay, so here's what I want you to text. Need your email address. Four words. Need your email address. They give you that. Then you say later on the email, when you send them the email, say, need your mailing address.
Good idea.
Okay? So you can get that information. If they know you at all, that's not a problem. And so here what you're doing is you're becoming a professional marketer. When you have an interest on something online and you click it, or there's vote for somebody, or see this, you know, take this poll, they always ask for your email address. Well, what are they doing? They're collecting information. That's professional marketing, and you have to have that information in order to be effective. The postcard is going to come in so handy. It's a completely different feel than being on the Internet and looking at Facebook or looking at an email or looking at a blog. Those are all great. Let's use those, no doubt. But then they get a physical piece of paper in their hands, and now all of a sudden they're going, and that's Rick's picture, and that's Rick's and Sharon's picture. It's a great picture. I think I love those guys. And so they're going to, you know, they're going to really be responsive to you. So it's, we have to do the work of getting the contact information. It's just so crucial.
That's good.
Good stuff. Thanks for stepping up. Debbie, come on out. Yeah, come on out.
Well, I was just going to say, I've been thinking about the same thing that Rick had about the email addresses, and yeah, that's a great thing to text that to them. And really we have the advantage there, because typically we're not going to text anybody that we don't know, and that's the advantage that we have over just regular telemarketers that are looking for your email address and your address.
Oh, absolutely. You're the warm market, and who doesn't trust Debbie Byers? Come on now. I mean, who doesn't love and like and trust Debbie Byers? You need, what else do you need? And send me some money while you're at it. They'll probably do that. Anyway, great stuff. So I hope you guys are getting this. We're a little bit over time here, and I don't want to keep you tonight, but hope that makes sense to you. Think about the private mentoring with a set-up time, a regular time. If you're serious about the super launch party idea, if you're serious about getting to 3-star, if you're serious about those two things right there, then we need to set up a private mentoring time. That's an ongoing weekly basis, and you and I both know what's going to happen at 9:30 on Wednesday morning or whatever it is. So I hope this makes sense. Guys, God bless you. I hope we've connected tonight. I hope you're excited, because I'm telling you, 3-star is right within your reach, and it can be done quicker, better than slower. Quicker is more likely to happen than slower. So you guys have a fantastic night. God bless you. I'm praying for all of you on a regular basis. We will talk soon.
Thank you, Tim. How awesome. Yay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you, Tim. Love you tonight. Bye-bye.
Tonight.